You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Columbus police may be facing a $20 million budget reduction next year. Mayor Andrew Ginther unveiled his proposed 2021 budget yesterday. It included $1 million for a civilian review board and inspector general to oversee the Columbus Division of Police, and nearly $2 million for health and social workers to be embedded in the public safety department. Jasmine Ayers is a local organizer who has pushed for police reform, and she joins us now to discuss her take. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so in his announcement, Ginther said this was not a shrinking of the division. Rather, it would allow officers to focus on violent crime. What do you make of that approach, moving certain things like mental health checks to social workers so that officers can focus on things like assaults and homicides?
I think that it is a tiny baby step forward, but in actuality, we know that police don't reduce crime, right? A reduction in poverty usually leads to a reduction in crime. I do appreciate the expansion of the mobile crisis unit. They had 90% less arrest rates when they showed up to a situation, so we have data that knows that that works. But what I would also like to see is pay parity. If you're asking a social worker to go out to a situation with a police officer, they should both be making the same amount of money.
Today, we saw our 144th homicide here in Columbus. It's a record, the highest number we've ever had in a single year. Many people would argue this is the time for more enforcement of violent crimes because we are at this juncture where there's a lot of violence on the street. Do you disagree with that take?
Yes, and I think that we have information and facts and history to prove that, right? The war on drugs did not actually stop drugs, and it did not actually stop crime. You just locked up a whole bunch of people who needed treatment, and then over-criminalized Black people. And that is generally what happens. And so, again, the safest neighborhoods don't have the most police. They have the most resources. And so if we're really serious about changing the culture, about having safe neighborhoods, we have to make long-term investments. You don't change a neighborhood that's been disinvested for 30 years overnight by flooding it with police officers, right?
Keeping that,
you actually have to invest in the people.
Yeah, keeping that in mind, what else stood out to you about this budget? Did you see any signs of heartening investment of that kind?
I saw that they're increasing funding to the Department of Neighborhoods. They're also creating a director level position for affordable housing. All of these things could be good, but again, it depends on who's in the seat and how much are they going to listen to the community, and sort of what does that process look like. So I think that if they hire the right person and if they give them the expansive tools they need, then yes, having a director of affordable housing in a city that's going to grow by over 1 million people absolutely makes sense. But I think that we need to make sure we have the right people in the room who are actually well connected to the communities that they're going to be serving.